Good morning again, everybody. Welcome to the Recreation Committee meeting, January 2nd, 10:30 a.m. Item number one is the approval of the minutes of the December 4th meeting.
Move for approval.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number two is public comments. This is an opportunity for anybody who wants to get up and tell us what they think. Any comments from the audience? Good. Everything must be going great. We like that. Item number two is public comments. So since we don't hear any, we'll go to item number three. Employee years of service recognition. I'll defer to Mr. Jimmy.
Yeah. Yes, sir. We'd like to recognize Garrett Hetherington. I don't know if he's here. Oh, there he is. Stand up, Garrett. Garrett has been employed to us for 5 years, done a great job. He's started off as a field supervisor for probably 3-4 years, Garrett.
Can I correct you? He started off as a right tackle on Gary Santos.
Yeah, well, that's true. You're right.
When he You're was right. about 11 years old. If you really want to know how far back we know Garrett.
You're right. He's grown up in the program. And,
yes, he has.
Like I said, he started off as a part-time field supervisor. Became a full-time specialist 5 years ago, and just recently, probably 3 months ago, has been promoted to recreation coordinator over our fundamental program. So he does a great job, very dependable, and we love him. So, very good.
All right. He was coached well coming up, so that's why he's so dependable and everything. All right. Item number four is review of the conceptual plan for Memorial Waterfront Park Phase 2. I'll defer to Eric.
Sir, thank you, whoever. Mr. Chairman. You had asked for some additional information, the possibility of installing an item at the waterfront park. And so I think we talked and felt it was probably best, especially with a new committee. And all, I know you've seen this before, to bring back what is phase two of the Memorial Waterfront Park, which is in the three pieces. And Lauren is here to cover that for you. Lauren.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you all. We'll run through a brief presentation quickly about where we are with phase two. Just as a summary, November 12th, 2014, we had the RFQ for the master plan. Keep in mind, in August of that year, we did hold a public input meeting to solicit input from the community as to what sorts of items they would like for us to investigate, including in phase two of the park. Kickoff meeting was in March of 2015, and then we had the presentation to council with the master plan adopted in October of 2015. And this is what the resulting master plan looks like. This is the pier extension part. Certainly you're familiar with the boat slips and extension off the right side of the pier. This would be more of the grassing area, obviously the proposed restaurant and expanded retail space, gift shop. And then this is the overflow parking area that was established along with the cooling station, some various other elements involved there. Again, with phase two, which we gave notice to proceed on construction and permitting in August of 2016, again, the elements that we just reviewed, the pier extension, phase one of the park, repairs and improvements, which we'll review a little bit more in detail in just a moment, the restaurant and gift shop expansion, and then the overflow parking improvements. So the phase one repairs and upgrades are completed. They finished in December of last year. This included the upgrade to the electrical systems, security and Wi-Fi systems. Obviously, we revamped the playground out there, which looks great, replaced the pier lighting, added some shade structures, included wayfinding signage at the park, relocated and replaced some names on the bricks in the Memorial Plaza, and like I said, that was completed in December of 2017. The pier extension portion, the design of the pier and foundations is complete. Right now, we are waiting on comments back from DNR. We are ready to go once we receive those comments in the permitting. So we're truly waiting on those comments to come in and see if there's anything that we need to do with the pier extension from that point. But otherwise, this portion is ready to go. Expansion of the restaurant and gift shop. Design is about 90% complete. It was submitted to the town for review back in December. It is not funded at this time. Estimated cost for that, which we generated back at the master planning time frame, is about $3.5 million. This is a concept of what the restaurant and gift shop expansion and renovation would look like. The enhanced daily parking and overflow parking portion, This is an aerial of what it looks like. The design is about 95% complete right now. Again, submitted to the town for review back in the end of November of last year. It's still under review. Again, this is not funded at this time, but this is a $3.2 million estimated cost expenditure. Here's what the actual detailed plan looks like for this area. You can see the additional parking and the two areas right here. We also have a cooling station. It's more of like a misting station, folks running off the bridge and whatnot. And then some various recreational elements that are included in the art nodes along the middle portion of the parking here. So that's, in concept, the overview of what we have with phase two. As I said, the pier portion is underway. We're waiting on the comments from DMR for that one and are ready to proceed at a moment's notice whenever they get back to us. But otherwise, this is the remaining portion, the restaurant and the overflow parking improvements. If you have any questions on it, I'd be happy to answer them.
I had a question, and great job as usual, Lauren, and just so everybody knows as well, Lauren actually ran track for me as well, so we got a bunch of my athletes in here today. It was great. Eric, you were here back in the late 2000s, and you may or may not remember this. I'm not sure you were here at this time, but I don't. You know, when I asked for that land, we asked for all of the land. But I thought back in that Harry and Mayor Hallman and Kruger had some idea about putting a building on that piece of property. And was anything changed back then at that time? It just sticks in my mind that they tried to not include that so that they could try and get it developed. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir, I do. Recall, I had to, well, it was a privilege, lead that project originally once the land was turned over. And so part of the reason why we've ended up with a overflow parking area was that because other ideas never came to fruition, so it was never advanced like we would normally have advanced a project.
Okay. Yeah. But that's still in our footprint, though.
It is.
To me like they tried to separate that out to be able to do that, and I'm just kind of foggy on whether they were actually successful with that or it still remained with us.
Sir, we have the information. We have to go back. It's a little tricky. One thing I know is that the portion where the war memorial is in the large lawn was deeded over to us by SCDOT. Like I said, we have the information. It's written down. Have to go back in the files and look, but it gets more squirrely as you go towards the overflow parking area. Some of it's just gifted to us by easement, where they have final say in what goes out there. I recall us having to, even to have overflow parking, we had to get some special permission out there to do that. That portion of land, I just have to go back and look at okay. what the documents say as to who owns it.
I just, while we're talking about it, I just wanted to bring it up because I remembered it was an issue, and I don't know. I got off the council right after that, and I'm not sure how that ended up. So
that's right.
Just was asking. Also, we met out there, Jimmy and Steve and myself, we walked around and looked around about a potential area for a dog park underneath the roadway, the mm-hmm. roadbed, and we found a piece that we thought might be appropriate. So I think we were going to move forward with that, or at least asking DOT about that. I'm not sure where that is right now, but I think it'd be a good thing to have that down there. That land really can't be used for anything else, I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, something like that.
There is, if that's the desire, there is a process to go through DOT for requests. As a matter of fact, it's starting to come back to me a little bit. I think the whole overflow area back there, not much can be done without permission of SCDOT. We do know they won't allow any kind of structure underneath part of the bridges for fear it would compromise the structure. But what I will say is, and maybe we can go back, if it's okay, to an original slide that shows the pier. Oh, you had more left for your presentation.
No, that was
left. Oh, I saw a picture of, okay. The one that shows the pier, Lauren. The entire phase is broken up into those basically three pieces. The first one is the pier expansion, and the estimated cost on that is $6 million. We don't know what the regulatory body will come back with. They may want us to do some enhancements for an environmental reason. maybe not. These days, bidding things is difficult because they tend to come in higher than anticipated. We have $6 million right now in the budget for this project with an anticipated two more coming next year. And so really everything at that park depends on how much that pier expansion comes in at. If it comes in higher than $6 million, it doesn't leave you much money left over for other phases of the park going forward. So that's the big one. It's more or less funded at this point. And then the next slide shows the middle where the new restaurant, which is a second-story glass area, the original idea was that the town would build the shell, and a private entity who won a competitive contract would upfit it and operate a restaurant. There is no funding right now to do that unless council appropriates additional funding. And then the third piece, which is the subject of our conversation, also doesn't have any funding. But we do have funding, like I mentioned, for the original piece. So if you wanted us to look at whether it's a dog area or some other area, we could ask the designer to go back and incorporate it into the conceptual plan, into the conceptual design, so that when funding becomes available, then you'd already have it in the design and can move forward.
Sure. And I know the area we were looking at, Jimmy, correct me if I'm wrong, it's very basic, very simple, is we're not looking at much money at all. A little fence, a little water area, that was pretty much it. I mean, there was really nothing there to really, this will cost a lot of money. So anyway, I think GM had something she'd like to say as well.
Yeah, I was exploring with different folks and talking with Eric a little bit about the about the possibility of putting in a splash pad. And I don't know where, and so for people who don't know, a splash pad, just kind of like a water play area for children. There's one in James Island, there's one in North Charleston, but Mount Pleasant is lacking in that. And it's something I'm part of a mom's group on Facebook and reached out to them and received over 360 likes and a ton of commentary of excitement over this concept of a splash pad. In fact, some moms are planning to come, but I've been getting messages of sick children and cold weather, and but there's definite public support for this idea of a splash pad for Mount Pleasant. And I don't know if the cooling station, since water's already going to be piped there, if that's a potential location for that, or if there was, I saw on one of the slides, additional playground area, if in lieu of a second playground, I mean, there's already a playground at Waterfront Park, if there could be something like a splash pad, which, and the incremental cost of doing a splash pad, I don't know. I mean, that'd be something I think would be interesting to explore, to see potential for funding that and creating something to enhance quality of life for parents with young children in Mount Pleasant.
Very good. Just another option to look at to see if it's something that we can or can't do. I know we talked about that as well, Jimmy, when we were out there, and we talked about DHEC being involved with the splash pad, and I don't know much about that, so we'll have to really look at that and see. But certainly it sounds like something nice, Tom.
If you're going to go back to the designers and then go to DOT, I would probably, I'd go to DOT once rather than with three different things, because that's, you know, it's not an easy process. We all know, we've all been through it, but it's better to have the plan done, agreed upon, and then go to DOT. It might save a lot of time. So I would recommend that if a dog park feature was going to be added or a water feature was going to be added, that we look at that all. But you said that part wasn't funded, right?
The construction won't be funded.
Right.
The
part that you mentioned that was, the six, that's TIF funding?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Do we need any sort of recommendation to be made to have staff explore the cost of a dog park or splash pad? Is procedurally, is that something we need?
Well, I think, you know, ultimately it's up to you, but I think it's always important to have a plan of where you want things. And so if we could go back to the overflow area, it's tough to just move forward with one item without a recognition for all the other items that are being considered out there. So we have some money, as I mentioned. we could spend some additional design money and incorporate a dog park or a splash pad or whatever committee felt was appropriate. By the way, the cost to do something, I think, is small enough where I don't believe it would require council approval to just incorporate these items into a conceptual design, at least not yet. They would ultimately have to fund it, right? So if you would like for staff to move forward in that regard, we can easily have the designer incorporate these two features somewhere in what you see up there. But just knowing that we don't have funding, construction funding for this programmed anytime in the future. This park was predominantly built with TIF money, and we know that's gone now, with the exception of what was already been budgeted before it expired.
And one other comment. I know the designers are smart and everybody in the room is smart, but the further away that splash pad goes from water makes the cost so much higher. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the design phase, moving that closer to where the other water is located might make sense. But I would make a motion that we ask staff to incorporate a dog park and water feature design to the existing plan.
And second that.
Okay, got a motion, got a second. Any further discussion on that? Gentlemen, name and address for the record. Not that I don't know.
The dog park came up last month in the context of Park West. GM, I love the idea of the kitty station rather than following the water. The problem is that this place is kind of becoming everything. And that's okay, but we're a big town. And when there's an event going on down there, you're not going to get parking. You go take your 5-year-old to the splash pad. I think we should be looking broader horizons elsewhere in the town to do this type of thing as well. You know, it's a town of 84,000. Everything should not be within the half a mile of the harbor. I mean, there's other parkland, there's empty space. Carolina Park's a perfect example of a blank canvas. You know, why not do two identical ones, use the same design twice, and get that done to benefit the whole town?
Can I?
Thank you.
If I can speak to that, I have met with Rec to talk about that back in the campaign about Carolina Park. So Carolina Park is putting in a bathroom up there, and then there's going to be this open lawn area, and then there is a space for a playground. And so that was another place where I thought would be a great opportunity for a splash pad. But I think after talking to Eric, phasing it as timing as to what's getting funded sooner or what the space would be is that it would be that a splash pad on this side of town would be something that could be implemented more quickly than, not to say that there shouldn't be a splash pad or couldn't be a splash pad in Carolina Park and that we shouldn't maybe pursue both, but that this was something that could happen sooner. Is that a fair statement or?
Yeah, I mean, right now what we have designed for Carolina Park are athletic fields. And we also know that water is getting there now and not before. So, you know, all these things can change, and you as council members can design and redesign and shuffle decisions. But, yeah, I mean, Carolina Park is, the plans all along have been for it to be active recreation area.
Yeah. Okay, good. We got a motion. We got a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Ayes have it. All right. Item number 5 is discussion of future improvements to Carolina Park Recreation Complex and Muggsy Kerr / Whipple Road Tennis Complex. Jim, are you taking this one or Eric? Which?
I'll lead it.
Where would you like me to start? Just what we're going to have down there at Carolina Park is the plan for phase 2 and 3?
I'd like to see the plan, and really what I'm concerned about is the funding. I've already talked to our chairman of our finance committee about trying to get some funding to complete Carolina Park so that we can go ahead with the Muggsy Kerr Center and be able to develop where that ball field is. I mean, I know we're hurting for fields so bad, we can't do away with that field yet until we have other fields. So my goal is to really push hard to get Carolina Park done so that we can turn around and improve Muggsy Kerr Center build our tennis courts and pickleball courts and things like that that we were talking about earlier. So, yeah, I mean, that's my goal. My goal is, so I'm hoping you can maybe show us what we have up there and tell us a little bit about it. And
I can definitely speak on it. I don't have any pictorials on this computer, but Carolina Pet Park Phase 3 is, like Eric was saying, has athletic fields, which encompasses a rectangular field, two 200-foot girl softball fields, a 325-foot baseball field, playground, outdoor basketball courts, and a dog park. That's Phase 3. Funding for that, we don't have any funding to build it. We're just in funding for design.
Well, one of my concerns is we don't have any softball fields here in Mount Pleasant, any girls' softball fields.
You're right.
They plan on men's or boys' fields.
Yeah.
And so that's, I want to really address that because we certainly need to have some girls' fields. They can't be going to North Charleston or Charleston to play on certified softball fields. We need them here in Mount Pleasant. So it's another reason why I would like to see Carolina Park be built sooner rather than later so that we can give these young women a field to play on, a real field. So, I'll open it up for committee if you guys want to talk about it, but that's my goal is to see, Eric, you probably know sure. more than anybody else, the funding, what are our funding possibilities, how quickly can we move on this so that we can develop this facility in order to, give our citizens and their kids a place to play, and not only that, but help the Muggsy Kerr Center as well.
Yeah, can I just say one thing? The chair of the Recreation Committee did contact the Finance Committee chair, and the Finance Committee chair said back to the Recreation chair that I think it's hard for us, especially me early on, I haven't been on here long, to look at this like, what are we going to do at Whipple? What are we going to do at Carolina Park? What are we going to do? I think it would be fair for the department to tell us, what do we want to be 5 years from now? And if softball's an issue, which it is, are there other issues? What are those issues? What do you need, and what's the priority of those needs? So that we then can go back from a capital standpoint and look at how much of the elephant we can bite and move from there. But I personally think that it's going to be hard for us to, like, fill that hole and then another one pops up over there. I wish we could look at all the needs for everything that you want to do. And I don't mean just sports. In the department, and then us look at how we fund it like that, So I don't know if that helps you or hurts you, Jimmy.
Well, that helps you. But it's great.
But I there could be needs that I don't know about right now that you may know about or Steve may know about or Eric may know about. And if we fix these without knowing about those, I think that's a disservice to the people that need those things.
I do think, to your point, once Carolina Park Phase 3 is fully developed, that allows us a lot of flexibility. Mr. Santos said regarding Whipple Road, which we have designed for six more tennis courts back there on that baseball field that we need now for our programs. And, I mean, Whipple, that's a busy facility. And it'd be great to have six more tennis courts. We'd fill them up just like that. So, the quicker Carolina Park happens, the quicker we can get those other. I agree. I mean,
the last recreation needs assessment that was completed listed trails and things like that at the top, and those are always ongoing and being developed. But the two biggest items for recreation to support the needs assessment are the double gymnasium and the volleyball courts that's being built. Construction's about to begin behind us, so that's underway. Impressive building. That'll be behind you here. And then Phase 3 of Carolina Park, which is funded. A good portion of what Mr. Millar had mentioned will be able to be funded. And the CIP that you'll get, the draft CIP, which you and council can do whatever you want with, it's your document, has Carolina Park Phase 3 as a number one recreation item. And it has to compete for space and money because it's while it's number one, it's behind several major transportation projects. several major stormwater projects, an operations center for public services, police fire training master plans, upgrades to fire stations. I mean, it's competing, but it has money. And what's after next year, if assuming you adopted the CIP as it stands, but after next year, you'd have almost $4 million to complete phase three at Carolina Park. That's going to get you a lot at Carolina Park. So that'll go a long way into meeting a lot of the needs and things that you mentioned.
When you say $4 million, do you mean $4 million annually that's coming off the CIP that you have?
It's
or $4 million fund balance from the CIP account?
Money from the capital, money that can be used for capital expenditures. You have $4 million going towards Carolina Park Phase 3 proposed in the budget for next year to match.
Your current CIP?
This is the draft proposal that you'll get in a few weeks. You've
and
got
that starts July 1st, correct?
Yes.
This budget.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just want to make sure when people hear next year, we're not talking about 2019. We're talking about it starts July 1st.
So you'll be taking a big step with the new gym. You'll be taking a big chunk towards recreation, taking on a big chunk towards recreation needs with Carolina Park Phase 3. The thing that's going to be left out is the Whipple Road Tennis Complex. Because that has needs, as you know, but there's no funding for that anytime soon. It's just what happens, as you know, is there's only so much, and it goes towards.
Is rifle range on that CIP plan anywhere?
It is. I'd have to find it.
That's okay.
No, I've got it all here. The things for recreation that are coming your way, you haven't seen this. I mean, this is just our latest, so we can be prepared for committee meeting. But you'll be getting this more refined as we get closer to your meeting at the end of the month. But Carolina Park Phase 3, this is how they rank priority-wise. Jones Center Comprehensive Repair, Athletic Field Drainage, Duffy Baseball Complex, some more repair at Darby. Because remember, we don't do just new capital items. Right. We also have woven in repairs and maintenance. And rifle range is further down the list, mostly because it's, its funding challenges are extreme for that project.
I think one of the things that's going to help us is to do Lucy Beckham High School as well.
Yeah.
Because talking with the school district, talking about doing a first-class soccer pitch, we got national champions. Wando doesn't even have a true soccer pitch to play on. We're talking about doing a soccer pitch and lacrosse field there as well. Plus, they have some practice fields. I think that will help us as well because, we share with, as you know, Charleston County School District. Mm-hmm. They use it during the day. We use it in the afternoon, evening. So I think the cavalry's coming. I'm really wanting to push. I feel like, we haven't pushed hard enough over the past, say, 4 years for some of these things. And I'm just ready to get this stuff working and so we can get our kids out on the ball fields and adults too. Anyhow, so is that everything? That's all you got?
Yes, sir, on that topic.
Anything for the committee?
Can we do this so it doesn't hang here for 30 more days? And we don't need Clemson University to walk in with a needs assessment, but can you guys just sit around the table?
Sure.
And look at 5 years from now and the things that you dream about and you want to do, and so that we can have some feel for what goes there too. And I think we're open-minded enough for you to be thinking about things that you might not be doing right now, things that could enhance what you already have, generate revenues, anything like that. And I know all three of us are certainly willing to answer any questions you may have when you go through that exercise, but you guys know, you all been doing this for a long time, some longer than others.
Okay, Jim?
And I would hope, too, in this assessment that you look beyond sports. I love sports. I love I don't know. I don't watch sports. I love that kids do sports and that people do sporty things with balls. But I think that there's also a lot of opportunity for arts and theater and music, and that those are all recreation things too. And I feel like there's a heavily weighted towards sports, and I think that there's kids that love to put on little plays and do fashion and design, and I would hope that in any assessment that you come forth with those kinds of things as well.
I love sports, and I agree with you. So does Steve. He might not admit it, but so does Steve.
Absolutely. In fact, our over there at Rifle Range Road, we're talking about having a multi-use facility, right, where we're going to be doing some of these things. So yeah, they've got some of that in the plans already. I'm just trying to find a way to hurry up and push them plans along quicker. So we really do. We've really got some great plans out there. I'm just excited about moving as fast as we can. But that's why I'm chairman of the Recreation Committee. I want to catch up for some lost time. So anyway, okay, any further discussion on this? Do we need anything?
No,
okay. Sir. All right. So item number 6 is program and project updates.
Yes, sir. I believe you have our program report in front of you. It's broken down into 4 categories. The athletic participation report for December, we're only reporting for December. Our youth speed training and our youth wrestling. We have the different years and how our numbers are, and they've gradually gone up for those, which is great.
Yeah, I love the wrestling. I think that's great.
Yeah, it's improved a lot over the last few years. Mm-hmm. So that's a great thing. And once we get Town Hall gym, we'll have our own wrestling program there. We won't have to go to Wando High School, which is limited. Their facility is small.
Yeah, they were out in the hallway wrestling because
when we first
did it that first year, they thought they might get about 40 kids. I think we had 107.
Yes, sir.
And they were out in the hallways wrestling. It was great.
Yeah. So that's improving. Adult soccer numbers, as you can see, you know, up and down. That's, I would say, typical for adult sports. I don't know why, it's just how it is. Some adult sports are greater than others, but we're pretty consistent over the last 2 years. Tennis memberships, pretty consistent. That's generally the case every month. Senior center memberships, pretty consistent as well. Swimming lessons now, however, you can see the numbers from 16 to 17. That's a fair amount of less. So we had some instructor turnover, I know, in the last several months, including last month. That might be part of that drop, but I expect that's going to increase back up as well. And then as far as our special events that you guys know about, holiday market, we estimated 4,000 to 5,000 attendees, which is great. 100 different vendors were out there, and 3 schools participated. The Christmas parade, of course, we estimated 20 to 22,000 people in attendance, so that's pretty good. And then upcoming events, we have a sock hop at Park West Gym on January 19th. So that's everything for December.
Great. Committee, anything?
Can I throw one thing in here?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Mr. DeMore isn't going to want me to say, but speaking to, well, whoever, it doesn't matter who I'm speaking to, but back in the day, a long time ago, there was a 5K road race that actually Miss Harrington put on prior to the parade. Streets already closed, everybody's already there, and it really, I thought, was kind of successful. Yeah. And I didn't know if there would ever be an opportunity to do that again. It's not, you know, those things can be done pretty quickly. 5K, you're done in 30 minutes, 35, 40 minutes or so. But I was just throwing that out there.
Look into that, sure.
Good. Yeah, we have a couple of things we've been talking around, kicking around about the triathlon again, okay. Seeing about getting that started again. We have a lot of people that like that a lot, mm-hmm. You know, because we had it co-ed, we had it where you could have one person doing everything or you could have teams doing it, and it was just fun. We had people coming from 8 different states, and so we're going to come back to you maybe next month or so with some other ideas, some things that we can do that I think would be fun for everybody. You know, you don't have to be a football player or baseball player, but you know, runner or a triathlete and stuff like that. We want to try and serve everybody, including children, A lot of children do those triathlons and kill you, embarrass me. So anyway, but we'll be coming back with some more things. So it's a good time to be in recreation in Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, guys, if there's nothing else, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
15 minutes ahead of time.
That's 10 minutes.